When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's your girl, Claudia Jordan. We are back with TGIF. We're here to spill the tea and break down the biggest headlines in the news and on social media. So sit back, relax, and get ready to sip this hot tea. Please welcome Al Reynolds. What's up, Al?
What's up, Claudia?
Hey, how are you? Looking nice. Looking nice and dressed up.
Thank you. Happy Monday.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And please welcome Armand Wiggins. What's up, Armand?
What's going on, y'all? I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. I can't wait to hear about your weekend with all. It's your boyfriend's birthday and your family came in, right?
Me. Oh, no. So it was one of my boys, like one of my homeboy's birthday.
Okay.
Mom actually came. It was a long weekend. It was great. We went to the beach. We went to brunch. We just did a lot of things. It was a long weekend, but I had fun.
We should show pictures of how our weekends were. Well, Claudia would be always on a plane.
I'm actually bummed I didn't think about this. I had a really hard day today. My mother is in the emergency room today, and I actually fainted today. So I'm kind of having a rough time today, but I need y'all to laugh today. But I will say this. I wish I would have, I'll do this for tomorrow's show, provide some photos from the prom we had on Saturday. I was set, but it was so rewarding and beautiful. I mean, the girls that came in with low self-esteem and didn't want to take pictures and didn't want to even like walk with their heads up. Like they were kind of like shy like this, the entire demeanor changed. And when I tell you, it was one of the most rewarding things to see the difference that just, you know, three, four aunties coming in and kind of just showing some kids that you kind of give a damn about them, you know, and it felt really good. I cannot wait for our next prom on May 4th. So shout out to Pinkston High School, Coach Stovall, all the beautiful young ladies and the young boys that we hooked up. They were suited and booted. They got their hair twisted and lined up. It was such an amazing thing. So please go to the Prom Closet page on Instagram check that out. Al, did you do anything this weekend?
Well, you know, it was my Black Alumni Weekend at the University of Virginia. So I did that. You definitely have to go on my stories on my IG page, everybody. It was fun filled. We had a great time. Had a chance to go to the president of the university's house and do a brunch with him and talk about the needs of the Black students and also why the University of Virginia is not doing away with its DEI, which I thought was phenomenal so far. He said that it's way too important to speak in those spaces of diversity and making sure that the campus represents the community. So it was a great weekend for me. It was a win-win around all the way around.
Shout out to the people that are pushing back against this ridiculousness. And if y'all don't think it's important to vote, like, hey man, I'm just saying, this is the party that was a rollback civil rights now. That's next on the docket. All right, let's get into this show. What are y'all drinking tonight? Y'all drinking?
Definitely. I'm drinking beer.
Beer. Okay. You're a beer drinker.
It was the only thing in the.
That's how I be for me too. Sometimes I just go, what's in the refrigerator?
Armand, you drinking?
But I'm on the water right now. But I may during the break go get me a little Casamigos out the freezer.
I'm not drinking until I get my electrolytes right. It might be exhaustion. I don't know, but I'm afraid what would happen if I drank today. So I've never. Have y'all ever fainted before?
I've never fainted before.
I have from dehydration.
I think
on the treadmill.
It was a headache for 2 days, and then I just like sat woozy, and then bam. Okay. Ooh, well, I'm not going to faint in the show.
I would be so paranoid if that was me. I'd be at the hospital.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe after work calls. All right, let's get into the show. Jill Scott was a trending topic over the weekend for applauding Chris Brown after he released a diss track that had everybody talking all weekend that was aimed at rapper Quavo. Jill wrote, "Chris Brown is amazing. How does anybody sing like that, dance, look, act, and rap like that? Beyond gifted. Now, it appears exceptional people have to go through exceptional fire. There's nothing to debate." Now, what are your thoughts on Jill Scott publicly supporting Chris Brown? But most importantly, what did y'all think of Chris's diss track? Armand, what do you think?
Listen, I agree with Jill Scott, and I just didn't understand why a lot of people were trying to drag her for that. Here's the thing, like Chris Brown, his career has suffered. We know this. He's paid his dues to society. You know, I mean, Carucci has moved on. Rihanna has forgiven him. At the end of the day, the man made a mistake. It happened. And it doesn't take away from how immensely talented he is. You know, he's a great basketball player, a great singer, a great rapper, a great artist. So the man is talented. So we can't take that away from him. Now, as far as, you know, the beef with Quavo, I'm like, it's gotten really, really spicy. And, you know, we got to bring my girl into it because I feel like Nicki Minaj is the reason for the season. She put that big foot on the floor and told Megan to get on your good foot. And all the people want to come out now and beef. So I just feel like, you know what? I'm here for it. And that tea about, you know, Chris Brown allegedly sleeping with Quavo's girlfriend while Quavo was with her. Sweetie, was it you? What's the tea, baby? Were you sleeping with Chris Brown while you were with Quavo? The people want to know. You got to clear that up.
Breaking news, Quavo just responded to Chris's diss track in a newly released song and said, "You've been bleeped up your whole bag when you punch Ree in the face." Quavo proceeded to call him a crackhead, Michael Jackson, and said, "Bleep, you better beat it." Al, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I got to tell you, this is what I like about the diss track and the beef. This is how I remember when I was coming through. If you had an issue with another coworker or another rapper, you took it to the tracks. You took it to the booth. You went into the booth, you rapped it out, and you put it on a song. And I like seeing this. I like this better than going on social media. I like this better than going on IG Live or Twitter or any of those other platforms talking junk about each other. Get in the booth and rap it out. That I like. Now let's get to the Jill Scott issue. For me, I don't know why, but for me, I've always looked at Jill Scott as being for the black woman, pro-black woman, pro-woman. So for me, it was very awkward to see her stand up and praise someone. And it's just not Rihanna. I wish people would really just state the facts. It's not just Rihanna. It's not just Carucci. He has a long list of offenses of things that he's done towards women. So it's awkward for me to see a black woman who I have seen her entire brand, her entire time in entertainment, being for the rights of black women and pro-black woman, to stand in this space and applaud someone who has not been and has a history of not being the nicest to black women.
If I just separate the diss track from the meaning behind and, you know, Chris Brown's past and all that, you know, we're gonna keep on bringing it for the rest of his life, I suppose. As far as diss tracks go, it was great. He did his thing. And I'm not giving it to Nicki. I'm giving it to Megan is the one that actually kicked that off, Armand, if you really want to into it. And Nicki spiraled for 40 hours and said half the stuff on her song and before. So I wish she would have waited and kept it on the wax, because that's what I'm talking about. To Al's point, when they do take it off social media and then put in a song, we can look at it more as art instead of just like someone spiraling. It doesn't make you look as nuts. I just feel like, I just want to say that real quick. I think that I like that I hope it stays on wax. I hope it stays on an album. I hope it stays in the booth and it doesn't go into the streets. But unfortunately, these things do tend to bleed off because ego is a hell of a drug. And I don't think this is going to be over. Sleepy said, please, people need to stop tripping. Reeve was beating his butt first, and he responded, okay. And Big Johnson said, Armand, Megan body Nicki, what are you talking about? Okay. Ivana said, is Chris Brown never going to be forgiven? Okay. And DJ The Truth said, so anytime a celebrity brings up Chris Brown, they have to castigate him due to his past. How primitive. And one last comment there saying, Nyla Jones said, two things can be true at once. Chris is abusive and he is talented. Extremely talented. There's no denying that. As far as this song go, Chris, that was, I guess, because coming from an R&B singer too, right? It's not like he's a rapper per se. So I think that's what made it even more shocking, that he made a better rap diss than a lot of these rappers did.
But let me ask you this, Al, because you know you're my boy, but I got to get it. So are we not Team Chris on this or what, Al?
Oh, Team Chris on the diss track?
Or no, even with the support, though.
Only thing that I'm saying is what made me feel awkward was if we're going to, you know, especially Jill Scott has always come across as kind of like a pro-black woman. Like, you don't beat on black women. You treat them like queens. You don't put your hands on them. It's like she sung about all of this. She talked about love, black love, men treat your women like queens. So just to see her speaking to this space was was awkward. It was awkward. I don't think she said anything too terribly wrong. She talked about his talent. We know he's talented. But to see an advocate for pro-black women rights and all that love and respect that she sings about for two decades, then to be, you know, this overly supportive was just awkward for me. That's all.
He did have a bar. Chris actually had a bar about Quavo beating up women in the elevator too, which I thought that was kind of interesting. Like, he pointed out that Quavo was putting hands on women and saying that he was against it. So we'll see where this goes. I don't think this is the last we'll hear of this. And we got to check out Quavo's song when we get out the air. Speaking of diss tracks, Kanye West inserted himself in the chat and released a song shading Drake and J. Cole. The rap mogul stated, "Y'all so out of sight, out of mind. I can't even think of a Drake line. Play J. Cole, get the bleep dry." First, the female rappers were beefing, and now it's the fellas following suit. What are your thoughts, Al?
Anytime Kanye steps into the chat, it's always going to be he's swinging for whoever's getting the most attention across the board. I'm pretty sure and can be safe to say that he's not feeling Drake and all of his success, considering what he's going through with his professional career. So I get it. I can't say that I don't like it, because I just said I love it when the guys take it to the booth. And that's one thing we know Kanye definitely does and is most consistent with, is taking it to the booth. Now, do I agree with everything that he's saying? Absolutely not. But I do like the fact that he's saying, we're going to take that out of social media and we're going to put it in a booth.
Okay, Armand, I know you're a Kanye fan. What do you think?
I love Kanye, but I just think that we're not as interested, because we know Drake and Kanye don't like each other that much. Right. And I don't think that Drake really cares about Kanye in that way. And it's kind of like, Kanye, you weren't in this one, bro. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we'll take it because it's who you are. You know, you're Kanye West. So we'll take it because everybody's at Drake's next right now. But what I do want to say, when it comes to these men, you have Rick Ross, you know, throwing shade online at Drake, everybody coming at Drake, everybody responding and responding. I just think that we need to keep the same energy when it comes to this beef. We all love the drama. We love the rap beef, you know, and we don't call these men unhinged. We don't say these men are spiraling out of control like we do when Nicki Minaj is coming at these girls, or when these girls are rapping. So I think that we need to keep the same energy for the men as we do the women. Because, again, Claudia, I know we don't agree on this, but I feel like Nicki Minaj set the tone for 2024.
Hell no, you are bugging. Get off her. You are on her strap so hard.
Yes, she did. Tell me how she did.
Now you back on Nicki.
Tell me how she did. You know, before, when Nicki Minaj put it like that. Hold on. Okay, yeah. So when Nicki put it on the floor like that, everyone was trashing her. Everyone was celebrating Megan Thee Stallion for being quiet, and Nicki was unhinged, and Nicki was a mess. She's a drama queen. She didn't want to see women be successful. And now you have women and men and everybody and their mama wanting to battle it out and put it on the floor. But before, people are looking at Nicki, this is not a good thing for you to do. You're unhinged. You're messy. Now everybody wants to beef and put a name to it.
Can I go now? Mm-hmm. Okay. No one is calling Nicki Minaj unhinged for the amazing stuff she does in the booth. Let me be very clear and spell it out for you, so it's clear for you to understand. The problem about her being unhinged was off the records, on social media, acting nuts and saying all that weird stuff. That's where it was weird. I wish she would have saved all of that and just put it on the album, because then people can't say she's unhinged. It was the off the album stuff that was giving very much unhinged. And it's not even an argument, Armand. I'm not going to argue with you about that, because it's not even an argument. I'm not going to argue with you about that. If you say that, then you're clearly not giving an honest opinion, because that everyone knows that was very weird. Now, to give Nicki credit for rap beef is like, are we just going to ignore the whole 30 years of hip hop? There was always beefs going on. She did not kick off rap battles. That is, I get you want her to like you. I get you're a fan of hers. I get you want her to unblock you. So let's be very clear. Let me finish. Y'all gonna stop interrupting me on the show. We're not doing that anymore, okay? I let y'all talk. Y'all gonna let me talk. Let's not give credit where credit is not due, but I will give credit. When she gets in that booth, she is a monster. She outshined men on Monster herself, and I give credit. So please hear me when I give her credit. I don't hate her, but I'm honest. And I think when people are honest about your faves, it comes off as hate. I do not hate her. She's a bomb rapper, one of the top rappers, not female, one of the top rappers in history. But I don't give credit for just, oh my God, she said hi. That's what a bar. I just don't do that. Okay, I guess we're gonna agree to disagree.
No, I just think she set the tone for 2024, not all
right. No, Cat Williams set the tone for 2024, if we're being for real about it. Okay, moving on. Baby T agrees that Bigfoot was a mess, very corny. I agree. You are wild, Armand.
Y'all are haters. You have to stop hating so hard. I know Nikki.
You hate on Megan. You hate on Cardi, but you used to love them.
You're mad at Nikki.
I used to watch you.
I know, Claudia.
I'm not mad at Nikki, but you're certainly mad at Megan and Cardi, and you used to love them.
Nikki must have got in your DMs and dragged you, and you've been mad ever since.
I didn't hear what you said.
Nikki must have got those DMs and.
Who got in my DMs?
Nikki. She must have smacked you up.
She's never got in my DMs. I have met her. Unlike you, I have met her. Okay. Coming up next, Kevin Hunter threatened to expose Black China. And later, find out which allegedly music group reunited. We'll be right back. Keep it locked. Put some flames in the chat if you're enjoying the shenanigans already. We'll have more for you. We'll be back. Welcome back to TGIF. Oh, y'all still talking about that last segment? Yaya 502 says, Nikki's going to see this clip when she has a tour break. And Canary Diamond Street says, yes, Nicki Minaj is the GOAT, period. Okay, yeah. Listen, I ain't saying she's not good. Here's the thing with this new generation. Y'all are so sensitive. When someone gives commentary on something and they're fair and they say, I like them, but I'm also able to give criticism, it's deemed as, hey, if you don't lick their behind from front to back, back to front, then you're somehow a hater. A real friend or a real commentator or someone that gives, can give their opinion, can be objective and say, I like this, but I don't like this part. And that's it. But y'all will just clip the one part and say someone's trying to hate on your faith. And that's not, it's just not true. I give credit where credit is due. I'm just saying. Any more comments? With Love 302 says, clock that. Spoke nothing but facts. And Summer Speak says, Claudia reads, yes, y'all must forget. Keandra Nash said, Meg just dropped the hit and Nikki felt attacked with her jealous AF. Okay. You make a video about it after we're done. All right, we'll send it to Nikki. All right. Yeah, Kevin Hunter seems to be fed up and threatened to expose Black China after she appeared in the Wendy Williams documentary. Take a look.
So I don't know what was this display for. All of the people that were involved, the celebrities, half of them were involved in enabling her. So Black China, you need to go sit down before I air you out and let people know what you really did.
Al, let's go to you first, because I know, you know about this a lot. What are your thoughts on this?
I don't like it. I mean, honestly, I don't like it. I mean, what is he alluding to? I think we can figure it out, but I don't like that he's trying to hold that over her head. And I don't like the fact that he's trying to say that, he didn't have any responsibility for the spiral of his ex-wife, Wendy Williams, and that other people who were her celebrity friends or friends like Black China were enablers. That's basically what he's saying. And that's not all true. Because we know Kevin Hunter, sir, mister, you had a lot to do with this. So a lot of people may have enabled her, but let's talk about the real root of the issue. I think it's pretty safe to say it stems from you.
Okay. All right. Armand, what do you think about this? Do you think he had some real tea or just trying to make people nervous?
Honestly, first of all, I just want to say I absolutely 100% agree with you, Al. You hit it on the head. For me, I just think Kevin Hunter's a joke. Like, at this point, let's just call a thing. Kevin Hunter is a joke. We actually don't care anymore. You are partially, if not the whole reason, Wendy Williams has been destroyed. You literally embarrassed her in front of the world, and now you're upset that other people are by her side, whether they have been enablers or not. At least they're there. You destroyed this woman and now trying to take all the money. I mean, let's be very clear, though, too. Wendy should be happy that she has a person like Black China by her side, because let's just be very clear here. Wendy Williams used to embarrass Black China and dog her out on her show. So even when you dog that woman out, when you were at your lowest of lows, she put that to the side and accompanied you and, stood by you when nobody would. So at the end of the day, I think Kevin Hunter needs to lay off of Black China, because at least she was there just to hug Wendy and embrace her when you weren't nowhere around. You're more worried about your finances and your side chick and your new baby. So honestly, Kevin Hunter, lay low, and we don't really care about what you have to say, because you are the reason for her demise, in my opinion.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with both of y'all. Kevin Hunter, you have the audacity, the unmitigated gall, to sit here and say that Black China, who has gotten her life together and is so clean and on this journey that I can personally say that I'm a witness to, I've seen it, is the enabler. Not you, though. Not you, who is right there, siphoning your money, living your life, having a whole nother relationship. And then you wanted your sick wife to finance your lifestyle with your side chick that you left her for there's a very good argument to be made, and I'll say allegedly, that you're the one that caused her to spiral and to go into this different phase, because she was fine up until we saw her heartbroken on television. We saw her have to deal with and be publicly embarrassed. She sees all the comments and people kind of gloating, that's what you get for talking about other celebrities. Kevin Hunter, to say Blac Chyna is an enabler because she went to go spend time with the woman that you should have been spending time with, you should have been pouring into, but yet you still want her to pay your bills and give you money. Mm. It's the audacity for me, right, fellas? Like, how dare you? I'm so sick of this weird egghead-shaped man. I'm so sick of you. You know, you made the choice to go bounce and to cheat on your woman and go start another family. Listen, prenuptial agreements need to be this. If you cheat, man or woman, you forfeit a lot of those things, because it's the audacity for me. And he still wants money. Every story we do on this man is him complaining and wanting more money. Get a job, Kevin. Yaya 50502 said Kevin needs to be investigated. He might have given Winnie some drugs or poison. That's what the soulmate said, not us. Juana Faison said most of this is his fault, fellas, to your point. He's more her enabler than anyone else. Erica Lux said, Kevin, go get a damn job and stop leeching off Auntie Wendy. And Nick 360 agrees with you too, fellas. He is the reason for Wendy's downfall. Nature needs to run its course already. Oh, wow. Kevin, you weren't going to get sympathy here at TGIF. Sorry.
We won't be getting a Kevin Hunter interview. Not us three queens.
But is there anything to interview him about?
Not at this point.
No, we're good. The NAACP recently responded to Stephen A. Smith's antics after he defended Donald Trump's claim that Black people find him relatable because of his legal troubles. The organization tweeted, relatable. Show of hands. Anyone in your Black family have 88 felony charges pending? Filed for bankruptcy 6 times, made an attempt to overthrow a presidential election and our democracy, and still have the ability to fall asleep in court and dream of being the president? What are your thoughts on this mess, Armand? What are your thoughts?
I'll be honest with you. That was not the right message. You know, I definitely don't see Trump as being relatable to Black people. And that's not why I would be like, oh, I like Trump. Now, if he would have said more entertaining, I could have heard that. But relatable, Trump being able to get away with everything that he's gotten away with, there's no way that, you know, I could be, see him as relatable. So I didn't agree with that at all.
All right, Al, go ahead.
I actually like the fact that the NAACP stepped into the chat with this. I think that the NAACP, as we know it today, is not the same that I knew it when I was growing up. The NAACP always spoke a relatable, voice for our community. They were the voice for the community. They stood against wrong. They stood against racism. And I think they've kind of lost their messaging along the way and being able to be relatable to the younger group. And stepping into pop culture environments like this against Stephen A. Smith lets you know, in a way, what their powers are and their influence. So I like the fact that they took him on, because they're 100% right. This isn't about that. This conversation is about a person, a thief, a fraudulent person, a person who paid for porn stars, a person who mishandled classified information, a person who obstructed justice. And we cannot ever get off topic in messaging when it comes to that. This president is fraudulent. This president is not good for America. And I like the fact that the NAACP stood on the other side of the table against Stephen A. Smith in this dialogue. It speaks to their finger being on the pulse more and understanding what we, the young people, or we, the new voters that can make a difference, need to do to stop this man from being president.
Jesse said, all Black people are not dealing with the legal system right now. And I have to just piggyback off of that. Stephen A. Smith, I usually rock with you because I love opinionated people that speak their mind, whether ruffles feathers or not. He usually stands on what he says. But you missed the mark on this one, Stephen. And I got respect for you, but not for this message. Why would you lessen the Black community to people who all relate to crime? I've never been arrested. I've never had crimes. I've never had charges pending against me. I've never had legal issues like this. I may be late on some tags or, you know what I'm saying, some stuff like that, or a speeding ticket. But to say that crime and Black people go hand in hand, it's almost like when they say, oh, you talk like a white person. You talk white if you speak in an educated manner. I'm not giving that to white people, that they're the ones that are crime free and we're not owning crime. We don't own crime, America. Mm-hmm. And stop making criminals, just criminal justice and all about Black people. Yes, we suffer the most from criminal injustice, but to sit here and say that Black people have, you know, we own the rights to crime is very much a slap in the face. Like, what are you trying to say? That is playing to the lowest common denominator of us. Do we have issues in the Black community with crime? 1,000%. Do white people have issues with crime? 1,000%. So much so that the last president has 91 charges. I'm sorry, 88 charges, 87 88. Charges against him. So like to put that on us is nuts, because the Black president, as I recall, had zero scandals, zero charges. Y'all was just mad that he had a tan suit. That's the worst thing he did. It's just, it's infuriating, Stephen. Like, you know better than to say this. Like, you know better. Y'all feel me on that?
Yeah, it just, it kind of makes you feel uncomfortable, because it's like, we have to be criminals to relate. You know what I'm saying? It does kind of make you feel like, I don't want to take that on. So
It sounds like the racist white people. Oh, you know how they are, those people. No, Stephen, I need you to walk that back. Oh, I wanted to make a joke so bad about it. I'm not going
to. But I think maybe he was trying to allude to the fact that, you know, how we get wrongfully accused, kind of trying to play off of Trump saying that this is all lies and this is not true. So he's wrong, being wrongfully accused of these things. So it's saying like, you know, Black people go through this too. But I just don't like it, because then it was got Trump feeling like, you know, Black people relate to me. I'm the Black people's president. And it's like, no, you're not the Black people's president now, because you're going through the court system and the legal system. Like, that kind of made me feel weird. You know what I mean? Now you represent Black people because now you're going through the judicial system. Like, I don't know. I didn't like that.
Princess said that's why his hairline is receding. And Marsha T said, Stephen A. Smith, don't talk for the Black community. And Robin Rich said, if a Black person did what Trump said, they'd be under the jail. And MK McGee said, NAACP is on point with the read. They are. Thank you. And I hope you do more of that, because we need to get, like you said, Al, the youth back in the fold and kind of taking a cue from their page, a page from their book. All right. We have an update on the man who drenched himself in an accelerant and set himself on fire outside of the courthouse where Donald Trump's hush money trial took place. Well, after being rushed to the hospital in critical condition, it's now being reported that he has died from his injuries. Any thoughts, Armand? Can you believe this? Setting yourself on fire for this man? It's a cult.
Was it for him, though? Was it really attached to? I don't know if it was really attached to Donald Trump. I think they were saying he's a conspiracy theorist. I don't know. Mm-hmm. To me, this strains mental health. And it's just, it's always amazing to me when you just kind of see people outside on the streets and the things that they would do and what goes on in their heads. And in my mind, when I hear stories like this and I think stuff like this, I just thank God that that wasn't my life, or I wasn't that person, or that I have like a sane mind enough not to do that. Because, you know, as a child, you don't think one day I'm going to be 37 years old and set myself on fire in front of the courthouse and die. Like, you know, when you think about your mortality, you just think about how you end up doing it. And that I would never imagine it being that way. So for me, you know, it just goes to show, like, guys, really get your mental health in order, because this feels like a mental health situation.
All right, Al, what do you think?
I think I don't want to talk about that particular burning of that particular person as it relates to what's going on in Donald Trump's trial. Mm-hmm. I do want to send out condolences to his family, because that is what we do here. We have compassion and empathy. What I want to talk about is how Lauren Coates, that CNN journalist, that live coverage, she ate that commentary up. Play by play, bit by bit, she did not miss a beat. And when a journalist gets an opportunity to cover something that significant, and that woman rose to the occasion as a Black female journalist, as a Black man on television today, I cannot let this day go past without giving her her flowers. Lauren Coates, you ate that coverage up. Excellent job, and keep up the great work.
Laura Coates.
Laura. Okay.
No, we're going to get it together, because we're going to give her props correctly, because you're right. She was on fire. She did her thing. She was like telling about she smelled the accelerant. She smelled the skin, and she did not skip it. But you're right, Al.
Right.
And I'm glad you said it, because I was definitely going to go ahead and give her props. She did her thing. CNN, keep that one around. Protect her. You already done messed up getting rid of Don Lemon.
Right.
So Laura Coates, we got you.
Laura, sorry.
It's okay. Tanya Lilly said, that reporter said, it is my debut. And Stewart said, we need to realize that some of these conspirators we follow are mentally ill. I agree, Armand. And Ray Ray said, the fact that he was able to get so close is the problem. Well, it is a public, it's a government building out there. I don't know. That was nuts. All right, keep it locked, because coming up next, we find out which music group reunited for an impromptu performance. And later, Brian McKnight's son is calling out his father's antics Oh, Brian McKnight, please. We'll be right back. Welcome back to TGIF. All right, y'all, listen, we like to hook y'all up and make your life a little bit easier, especially when it comes to things that we love, like food. So let's get into this. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Now choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Now, what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. All right, looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. No fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Tailor to your schedule. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. Now, we're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Now, I just found out that Armand actually is a consumer.
Yeah.
So please speak to us.
I like Factor. So when I first started with Factor, it was during the pandemic because I was gaining a lot of weight and I was trying to figure out, like, how do I lose weight and how do I cut weight? And I really wasn't going to the gym like that. And I was drinking a lot because I was inside. But what I was trying to do was the keto thing. So I ordered a bunch of Factor meals and they were actually really good. And what I like about them is I didn't have to add a lot of seasoning. And then two, it was interesting mixes that things that I necessarily wouldn't do or put together as a meal that I would find myself liking it. Like, I think they had like this pork chop, but it was like an apple gravy. Like, it had actual apple chunks in it. And in my mind, I'm like, let me try this. And then when I tried, I was like, oh, this is good. You know, so I wanted to start trying to make stuff like that on my own. So a lot of the meals, like, you'll see them as one name, but they always have an interesting mix on how they curate it. And it's very flavorful. I like it. And it comes to you quickly and it lasts. Even if you don't eat all the meals in the week, like, you can, they don't go bad. Like, you can freeze them and you can throw them back out and cook them and they taste fresh. So I actually really, really like Factor.
Good to know. Al, what do you think?
I think it's brilliant. I mean, I want to try it. I mean, Fox Soul people, give me my Factor. I really want to try it. Hell, Claudia, I know you did. I did too. You know, I've been on this diet for like the last few months and I want to keep it off.
Yes.
And I think Factors will help me, you know, factor out all the guesswork and confusion surrounding what should I eat, what can I not eat, when it gives me the portion control already. If I want one that's calorie free or vegan or veggie, I can have that too. So for me, I need it right now, Factor. So let's go.
All right. Low calories. Head on to factormeals.com/T50 and use code T50. To get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box, that's pretty good. That's code T50, that's TEA50, at factormeals.com/T50 to get your 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Promotional considerations furnished by Factor. All right, y'all, let's get back to some more topics. The legendary group Spice Girls reunited for an impromptu performance of their hit song, Stop, at Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party. All right, y'all, what are your thoughts on this reunion? And if you could have a music group perform at your birthday bash, who would it be? Armand, let's go to you first.
I love reunions when the girls get together, especially when they're like powerful groups. It's just a nostalgic feeling. It's a good feeling to know that everybody is still cool. Because a lot of times when you have a group or ensemble things, like, people don't really get along. And, you know, when it's done, it's kind of like, well, that was the end of an era. So I like that there is still some unity, and although, you know, this group has been out for a very long time and now doing their own thing. Now, if it was my birthday party, I definitely need Destiny's Child to come out. I need Kelly Rowland. But I want the original. I need LaToya Luckett. I need all of that. You know, I need the full on nostalgia. I need Say My Name. Okay. I want to turn up, and you know, because you know that's how I grew up. I want bills. All right. So yeah, definitely shout for my birthday for sure.
All right, Al, let's go to you. What do you think? And
I think first of all, I'm like Armand. I love these kind of reunion things. I remember these ladies because they were iconic. I mean, I think a lot of people may not know of this about the Spice Girls. You know, their debut song had they sold 28 million copies, which made them the best-selling album by a female group in music history. That's number one. Number two, overall, they sold 80 million records worldwide, making them the best-selling female group of all time. So they played no games. So these ladies, what was it? Claudia, do you remember Sporty, Baby, Scary,
Ginger, Posh.
Ginger, oh, Posh and Posh. Those were the five, and they were hot, hot, hot. People could not get enough of them. Now, for me, if I'm doing a birthday party, I want a group that's going to turn the ladies on, get them in the mood. I want them to help. You know, once you get a woman turned up, and you can do that with Beyonce, but for men, if you get a man singing women love songs, the rest of the night of your work is done. So I would say I want New Edition.
Ooh, okay. Well, I like
my birthday.
I like both of your picks, so we couldn't repeat. So I'm gonna go with Boyz II Men only because when their album came out, I was a freshman in college, Motown Philly, and all that. And the sexy part of this, the album, the song "Ooh Ah," like I love that. That's on my sexy time playlist. As far as this, I will say this. One of the comments said, "Oh, Lion said, oh, so fun they reunited." Victoria always distanced herself from the other girls. So it is good to see them with each other. So it's nice that there was no real beef. They just, just went about their lives. But there's so many good groups. But yeah, I think we all picked some good ones. And I do love seeing groups still be able to come together after summertime because usually people break up and you're like, damn, we missed that. So good to see.
If you guys had to pick, I don't know if you guys did this because I definitely did it with my friends and stuff when they were out. Did you guys pick which Spice Girl you were? Or like if you had to pick one, which one were you, Claudia?
I'm
you
ever go fine. Through it? I'm the sister girl. Of course you were.
Because she was the black one. I love Mel B.
Yes.
What
Al, which fight were you, Al?
I was not picking no woman.
Oh, my God.
When I was like, no.
I say
Posh. You'll be Posh Spice, Al. Posh. You'll Posh Spice, child.
Okay. Yep.
Now on a diet. Designer stuff.
Did you see the movie?
I didn't see it.
Oh, I love the movie. That was one of the first movies I ever saw. But, I was bad because I liked the movie because that towards the end, they all the guys showed their butt. But that's when I knew I was gay.
Okay, Armand.
Okay, okay,
Armand, I'm not going to go there with you right now. Okay, okay. Ro Rain said, Pretty Ricky for me. Almost, Pretty Ricky. Okay, Bougie Barbie said, oh, yeah, New Edition would be a great group, Boyz II Men too. And Neek360 said, rest in peace, Left Eye. TLC will forever be my fate. Well, that's cute. Okay. All right, y'all, let's move on. Keep it locked because coming up next, Brian Midnight's son is exposing the unthinkable. And later, find out why you may want to reconsider using Uber Eats. Mm. Oh, don't scare us. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the show. Shout out to the soulmates in the chat. We have 3,600 y'all in there tonight. So thank you very much. Put some flames in the chat if you're enjoying our show. All right, let's get into this. I'm so disappointed in this person right now. Brian McKnight, his son, Nico McKnight, is not here for his father's shenanigans after he stated that his biological kids are a product of sin, which is the reason why he doesn't claim them, meaning his black kids, the first ones. Well, Nico caught wind of the message and wrote, I'm evil? That's wild. The guy who used to make me clean his used condoms out his bathroom at 15 before Lisa got home is calling me evil? For sure. And he added, the guy who forged signatures on our names is calling us evil? For sure. Are you surprised? Armand, what do you think?
I didn't even really know what to think because I was just so disgusted because first of all, the cleaning out the condoms at 15, I feel like some of that has to be illegal. Like that sounds like a harassment or assault in some way. It has to be somewhere down the line. But also like not claiming your black kids and making them seem like they're evil and you got this Hawaiian family or whatever they are. I don't know. They look Asian Hawaiian and they're not even your full kids. And then you changed your name to make sure that the newborn baby can be the junior. It's just all weird. And it's given it's given self-hate. It's really disgusting. And let's be very clear here. I don't like when parents, try to make it seem like their offspring are evil. You brought these kids into the world. You made them feel this way. You should be a parent no matter what. You don't call your kids evil. So I just think it's really disgusting. And I just cannot support Brian McKnight. And he's giving like a pick me. He's giving like a coon. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It's sad.
Al, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed because this is not the Brian McKnight that we were sold. You know, this brand of Brian McKnight is not anything we knew about. And I think if any of us had caught wind of this Brian McKnight back in the day, we wouldn't have supported him so much. And so that's where the rub is for me, because Brian McKnight was, listen, he was one of my legends. He was one of the ones that always blew the door down. I mean, he was the one with the great songs. Like, if I knew that there was all this underbelly of how do you pretend like four of your kids are not your kids, or you don't want to love your kids, that's just wild to me. And I'm gonna tell you another thing, Claudia, and I've said this before, I'm definitely not very fond of his wife either, his current wife. Because if you can allow a man that you're married to and made kids with pretend like the four he made before he got you, and for you to watch him talk to those four he made on social media or in the public in this way as a mother, what does that say about you? So I'm just disappointed with that whole situation over there. And I know, you know, people can say, oh, well, you don't know the ins and outs. I don't. But I know what he's bringing to the group chat and exposing to me, and not claiming four of your kids that are yours that you made with your X chromosome or Y chromosome, whatever it is. It's just not right. And for a wife to sit next to you and support it, it's double not right.
Absolutely.
I worked with Brian McKnight on Celebrity Apprentice, and we had to go up against each other. And then when we got back, I'm gonna give y'all some tea right now. When we got back, he was definitely trying to holler at me. He was like, we should fill out, I'm gonna send you 50 questions to answer. I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing homework to date you. And I'm not even interested. Something in my gut back then, before any negative stuff about him came out, was telling me like, this something is off with this guy. And I'm glad I went with my gut, because I would have, this right here was so evil. And I just got some tea. One of my friends who was a friend of the family, now I'm gonna say allegedly, I'm gonna give y'all some tea here. On top of all this, Brian McKnight's son Nico is suffering from cancer. On top of everything his dad is doing, if you have a son and is very ill, is this what you do? This is Nico's second or third round of chemo. I know the family, and it's sad. I'm going to say allegedly because, you know, till Foxhole can confirm. But this is a friend of the family who saw the tease, sent me a text, and said they wanted us to include this in the story. So I just want to let y'all know, Brian McKnight, if you don't have love for your family, your kid that you created, I won't say it's fine. But if that is the case, at the very most, just shut up. Just don't talk about them. But to go in an active campaign, it's seeming like you're trying to hurt these kids. Every few months, we're doing a story on you. Ooh, I hate that we can't cuss anymore. We are doing a story on you and how you're abusing your kids. Now your kids are abusing you. How you are abusing your kids. First, you made those disgusting comments about your daughter and those sexual comments about your daughter. She sues you and won, okay? Took less money. Now you're saying your black kids are a product of sin. Was it a sin when you was having your 15-year-old child clean out condoms when you was fornicating with somebody else that was not a wife? Was that a sin? Because that's a sin. Not these kids you brought into the world. Why do you insist on hurting your black kids and protecting the white with the mixed ones? It's giving self-hate and it's giving hate of your children. And guess what? That's why I know for a fact, because I work in the field of booking groups, all your bookings got canceled a couple years ago. All of them, they all went dry. So you can have one last cry as your paychecks die down and dry up, because that's what you deserve. You do not deserve any help and love from the black community. And that wife, to piggyback off what Al said, how dare you sit by and let this man disrespect his kids? Because it's their kids right now, and it's going to be your kids in the future when he gets another fetish. Maybe he's going to be off Asian women and he'll be on white women. He'll be like, I don't like those kids. Because this is a man that's giving flip-flop. Brian, you are as raggedy and as unattractive on the inside as those wrinkles on your forehead. And we're going to move on. That's it. Moving on. Oh, yeah. He documented his journey, so we can. It's okay for us to speak son. On the son. I don't want anyone to think that I'm giving some tea that wasn't supposed to be out there. I was given permission. But, yeah, he did document his journey through chemo. Shame on you, Brian McKnight. And I dare you to clap back, because we got some more for you. Rapper Chingy claims that he lost everything after transgender influencer City Star lied about him being intimate with them. Take a look at this clip provided by TMZ.
To be honest with you, man, like, it was spilt milk, and I lost a lot from it. That person gained. I'm not gonna hold on to something. It is what it is. Apologize, cool. I'm going this way, let that individual do their thing and a lot of stuff, man. But that situation that hurt my career.
Sydney Starr caught wind of the interview and wrote, "I was very apologetic and I took accountability. I was looking for attention at the time in my life and to get known because trans women were not looked at for anything but negativity." And she added, "I'm a good person at the end of the day. There's nothing more I can do." What are your thoughts, Al, on this?
I mean, it's just sad. It's sad across the board. And this is why you have negativity around the trans community in some instances. It's when, unfortunately, this bad apple makes the whole group look, you know, suspect, right? And when it comes to sharing and lying and all of that, I really am very interested in knowing why Chingy did not sue her for defamation. Because he clearly stated that he was in talks with Interscope Records to do a deal with them. And that deal was dropped because of all of this negative media attention that he got back in 2009 surrounding the trans relationship with the trans lady. And we know that there's two types, right? There's slander and then there's libel. This is definitely slander per se. And he could have gotten paid for that. I don't know why he didn't sue her.
I've been dealing with this stuff. My lawyer said, you know, it's really hard when you're a public figure because they get away with a little bit more. But I agree with you, Al. I'm like, that definitely should have been a lawsuit. Armand, what do you think about this?
I just think that, you know, Ching is a stand-up guy. You know, I hate that it happened to him. And Sydney Starr was definitely, you know, trash for that. It's no shade. And at the end of the day, you know, it's easy to apologize now because you got what you wanted out of the deal. You know what I mean? You got the clout. And I think that, you know, issues like this is the reason why it makes it hard for a lot of straight people and for them to accept gay people and transgender people, because it always looks like there's something messy surrounding us. And right. So I just think that we need to be more cautious about how we try to make it to the top, especially when you're transgender, because if your first idea is to expose that you're sleeping with a man, then don't cry online when people call you a man. Because if you're transgender, there should be nothing. If you're really a woman, there should be nothing to expose. All right, and I'll leave it at that.
I agree with you.
I want to know what that means.
That means if I'm a woman,
I'm a little slow. I'm not trying to be funny.
If I'm a woman, if I want to be viewed as a woman, why is there a sensation around me sleeping with a straight man? If I want to be respected as
exactly.
a woman.
Exactly. It's like kind of unfair. Like I'm a woman in all of the areas, but then when I'm mad at you, I'm a man and I'm going to expose you and embarrass you in society because we know how society looks upon men that creep like this. Sydney Starr, you know, I talk to you sometime on Twitter. Oh, I'm not saying we're friends, but we are cool. But this was not cool what you did. And yes, you did apologize. But the apology to me was nowhere near as loud as the offense. It really wasn't. And Chingy definitely was affected. Because even with this, people are still going to be like, yeah, well, maybe there's something more to it. And right. once a reputation is ruined, it is so hard to get it back. And some people never do. And again, I agree with you, Al and Armand. We want the trans community, and this doesn't speak for all of trans people. It does not. And I want to be very clear about that. And it should not. But if you have people with limited experience with a transgender person and then they see this, it does not help your community in the greater good. You are actually doing harm to your community in the long run. You're putting a negative vibe. So I'm glad you're apologizing, but I think you need to do more. Coming up, you might want to think twice before using Uber Eats. Stick around. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. All right, an Uber Eats driver was allegedly caught walking out of the restroom with his customer's order. Take a look.
That is foul. Imagine your McDelivery order being in the washroom. That is gross.
Does this make you want to reconsider using Uber Eats? Al, what do you think?
Hell no. No.
You still gonna order?
That's because I don't cook. If I don't order,
eat all.
I won't eat.
I'm gonna let a little tingle get in the way of my food.
As long as it gets on the wrapping and not my food, I gotta use Uber Eats. I won't eat. I'll be dead. Oh, but this is nasty. It's nasty. It's cringeworthy. They got to do better, especially wait till you come back from the bathroom, sir. We know you're in a rush. We know you got to go. We got a lot of stops or whatever, but leave it on the counter until you come back from the bathroom.
All right, Armand, does this gross you out?
This is definitely disgusting, but I'm not going to stop eating Uber Eats, especially if it's still sealed up. You get it. Like, I'm not really tripping because at the end of the day, before Uber Eats, I still don't know what they're doing in the back to the patties. I don't know what they're doing at the restaurants. I don't know if people's washing their hands all the way. That's why you pray over your food and you just hope for the best in any situation. It's no different, you know? So at the end of the day, we don't know what people are doing when they're handling our food, whether we're going to pick up the food ourselves, ordering at the counter, or getting Uber Eats. You just kind of have to go with it and hope for the best. So at the end of the day, as long as it's still sealed up, bring me my food.
You gonna eat that food.
I mean, I eat at taco trucks and a little hot dog lady downtown LA. Like, listen, give me that food.
I know, right? You better give me my food.
Gavin said, that's what they get. Stop being lazy and get your own food. This is more all the more reason why I want to cook. Not just this story, but yeah, you don't know. You can get a pizza, someone can put their fingers in it. They can do all kinds of stuff. So the older I get, the more stories we do, the more I'm like, I like that I cook at home and I like to cook. All right, moving on. Switching gears. Neil was spotted holding hands with two women and shared his thoughts on the legalization of polygamous relationships. Check out this clip from TMZ.
Legalizing polygamy? I don't know. It's illegal.
It's illegal. You can't get married, but you can obviously have more than one girlfriend.
I feel like in the realm of love and romance, you should let people do whatever the hell they want to do.
Yeah?
Can't see how it's hurting anybody.
Exactly. Do you think it should be legalized?
Sure. Why not?
Would you fight with the at the in D.C. with the lawmakers?
No, because to be honest, I don't need the government to tell me what it is I can and can't do.
Yeah.
It's my personal life.
All right, we don't have that much time, but it should not take that much time to address this. What do you guys, do you guys agree with Neo's remarks? Al, what do you think?
I always say when I see somebody like this, Neo has seven kids, and if I'm not mistaken, it's three daughters. Neo, if this is really how you feel, would you mind if any of your daughters came home and said, Dad, I'm dating two guys?
All right.
Like polygamy, what do you think about that?
I think go for it. I mean, people are doing it already. They're just not calling it polygamy. They're calling it wife and side chick. So at the end of the day, people are living like these lives anyway. So why not do it on the forefront?
Ooh, the soulmates are shady. Desiree said, oh my God, Nia was so lame. And Ray Ray said he's doing this so we'll think he's heterosexual. He likes men. Hold up. He's got a lot of kids and he was married and he got two women. I want to thank my co-hosts, Al Reynolds and Armand Wiggins for joining me tonight. Thanks for watching us on YouTube. Stay tuned for Fox Hill's Face Off. We'll see you back tomorrow. Bye, y'all.
Have a good night, soulmates.